Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today. Hey, we just about hit the 500,000 listener mark, so I want to thank you all for listening, telling your friends and family and associates about us. You know what? Today, we're going to be talking about the pandemic. You know what? We've had 525,000 people pass away. You know what? Some people don't have estate plans. That means a will or a trust. And as such, they leave their family with a mess. You know, what happens when you don't have a will or trust is you go through probate. And what probate is you file, your estate files a lawsuit against itself, and the state of California or the courts tell you who gets your money, when, where, and how, and basically leave a mess and it costs a lot of money. So we have Louis Piero, super lawyer. He's 35 years an estate planning attorney. He's going to help us understand what wills or trusts are, why we have it. Today, we'll also be talking about tax scams. Hey, you know what? It doesn't matter where it's tax season or not. There's a lot of scams that are happening. You need to know about it. You need to know what you can do. But right now, we're going to be talking about the lottery. Oh my God, the lottery. You know what? We had the pandemic. People got stuck inside. They couldn't go anywhere. And we had lotteries in 120 million. Like right now, it's over 125 million just for the Mega Millions. $220 million for the Powerball. People don't want to miss out on, especially when they're hanging out on the couch and they've got no place else to go. And you know what? When this pandemic is over, people are going to be driving all over. They're going to get back to being busy. And you know what? They're going to be sitting on the couch at 6:54 and go, oh my God, I can't get to the store to get my lottery tickets. What do I do? Well, you know what? We have Richard Wheeler here with Meadle Lotto to talk us through it. Okay. So Richard, I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you being here. I think this is really cool what Meadle Lotto is doing and helping people obtain lottery tickets, all sorts of things, far, far easier than having to jump in the car and go down to the store. One of the big things I'd like to ask about is I'm always curious, what was the brainchild for Meadle Lotto? Why did you guys go, hey, you know what? Let's see if we can do this way.
It was a couple of reasons, Steve. I've worked in the lottery industry for nearly 14 years and been working with US lotteries for the last sort of 12 years and sort of seen a lot of the digital transformation we've seen everywhere else sort of, you know, pass lottery by a little bit. Certainly in California, where I am, the way you buy a lottery ticket today is the same as it was 30 years ago. It's not really changed. And in an age where I can buy chewing gum, a car, a house on my phone, it seemed crazy that you couldn't get a $2 Powerball ticket on your phone. So that partly was kind of seeing a consumer need, working in the industry, seeing a lot of the research, being in a lot of focus groups. That people just really wanted convenience. There's lots of people, there's about 60% of the population that play around once a year. Usually when, as you were saying, the jackpot gets really big, then people will make an effort and make a trip to the store. But they don't play more frequently than that because normally, you know, getting cash, going to the store, lining up and getting a ticket, it is inconvenient. And as you said, particularly during the pandemic, that's become even more difficult and, you know, safety concerns, health concerns, those kinds of things. So it's partly that. And then partly, as I mentioned, in every other industry, we've seen this emergence of convenience apps. So think of food delivery, grocery delivery, Uber, Lyft, anything you can think of, which is connecting, you know, consumers with the convenience of getting a service or a product. And it was the idea of bringing those two things together. So we describe our services as like Instacart for lottery tickets. Mm-hmm. That's probably a decent analogy for what we do. So it really stemmed from that.
Okay. So how does it work with Meadle Lotto? So if somebody downloads the app, take us from there.
Yeah, for sure. So Meadle's a dog. He's a brand. He goes and fetches your lottery tickets for you. We're an app. We're live on the App Store. We're live on Android. You can go to our website, mydolotto.com, and download for Android. And once you download the app and you register, you're then placing orders for official state lottery tickets. So, you know, Mega Millions, Powerball, other in-state games for the states that we're operating in. And then two things happen on the back end. We then take the effort out of your purchase. So we're effectively purchasing the tickets for you on your behalf at an officially licensed lottery retailer. We then take those tickets, we securely store them until the draw has happened. And what you see in the app is you don't need to take physical possession of your ticket until the draw takes place and unless you win a large amount of money. So you can view your numbers directly in our app. So you're never going to lose a ticket again. There's a couple of $1 billion that goes unclaimed in lottery prizes every year in the US, largely because people lose their tickets or forget to claim or don't want to go back to the store.
I thought that's nuts.
It's crazy. So you're never going to lose your ticket again. And then when the draw happens, you get a little reminder. You can go in and check your tickets. You get a little animation to see whether you've won. If you do, let's say you win a small amount of money, and in most states, that threshold is about $600. We credit your wallet directly. We have a wallet that kind of works like the Starbucks app. So we help you make that claim, and we credit your wallet directly in the app. And you can withdraw it to your bank account or anything else. For any larger claims, anything more than $600, then you need your physical ticket, and we help you make the claim. We recover the ticket and help you make your claim at an official lottery claim center.
Okay, so that's really cool. So how many states are you, what states are you actually in right now working? Yeah,
we're expanding all the time. As I'm speaking right now, we're live and operating in about 9 states. Mm-hmm. We started in California. We're a San Francisco, Silicon Valley company. We launched officially around about a year ago. I mean, no one would have any clue what would happen in the next 12 months. But we launched our services, kind of early, January, February last year, right before the pandemic hit everyone. And we've been, you never know how things are going to work until you launch. We've been growing strongly. We've got around 300,000 users on the platform right now. We're going from strength to strength. We're now the highest rated lottery transactional app in the App Store at 4.8 stars, mm-hmm. about 11 reviews. People just seem to like our service. We're just trying to make it convenient and also maybe a bit more fun. This isn't necessarily just about getting a lottery ticket and the convenience of that. We've got some features on the app where you can gift tickets to friends. So physically, you might not be able to be with someone, but you can send them a lottery ticket in our app. And you can play in groups. So we've digitized the sort of office pool experience. So
why is it important? You know what? I one of the questions is like, why does it make sense to play in groups?
Yeah, if the more tickets you have, kind of the more numbers you cover. So if there are, there's a few hundred million combinations of numbers for Powerball and Mega Millions. So if you're playing in a group where there's 50 tickets, 100 tickets, whatever it might be, you're just covering more combinations of numbers.
Okay.
So it does increase your chances a little bit. But people love it because as well, people are not in offices. They can we get a lot of group play in the app and people chat and there's a little competition there. So let's say we're in a group, Steve, and you put in 5 tickets and I have 2. I want to match your 5 tickets because I'm going to get a bigger share of the jackpot. So we have a little gamification thing going on in the app as well. It's pretty fun.
Okay. So one of the things I did see is the new CEO of the California Lottery was very excited because the relationship during this pandemic, lottery ticket sales have actually dropped. And because of your app, they're starting to pick back up.
Yeah. We're still small. I mean, the California Lottery is a huge business. It's $7 billion in sales. It's a lot of money. The states that we're in, this is a new business model. This is kind of like using the Instacart analogy again. Instacart weren't asking Whole Foods for permission to go and get groceries out of stores for their users. They went ahead and did it. And then everyone saw the benefit of what that brought. And over time, it's become accepted and embraced. Kind of the same for us. So the lotteries that we work with, there's only 2 states that officially have adopted regulations so far. And we expect other states to follow. So that's New Jersey and New York. So mm-hmm. New Jersey and New York have official regulations, official licenses. But everywhere else, this is kind of, it's an unspoken business model. There's nothing in law or regulation that prevents the business model, but there's nothing that endorses or officially enables it either. So we operate in a sort of informal way. There's no official partnership we have with the lawyers yet. That's what we're working on, and that's what we'd love to have. But that just takes some time. But in the meantime, we're growing pretty strongly. We've fulfilled millions of tickets. We've raised millions for education in California through our app and our users. So we're going to continue on that path.
That's perfect. Hey, you know what? We're going to take a quick little break right now. We'll be back with more Richard Wheeler. And by the way, set your email at viewers@savingwithsteve.us. You can ask questions. We posed this question last week. We're gonna do a kind of a rapid fire here with Richard when we come back. Just a lot of little questions that people ask when, hey, what about this? What about that? When using your service. So I thought it'd be interesting. So stick with us. We'll be right back with more Richard Wheeler.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello and welcome back. Hey, I want to truly thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends, family, and associates know about the show. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. If you enjoy the stories of helpful information and insight with Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show and check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of financial and personal freedom. Hey, you can also follow us and join the Saving with Steve Sexton Facebook page, as well as go to savingwithsteve.us for guests, books, downloads, the whole shot. Now we're back with Richard Wheeler with Mito Lotto. Did I get it right?
Mito.
I keep wanting to say Mito. Sorry. It's an American pronunciation. I'm just kidding. It was so funny because I know you're from England. So when I worked over there, people go, where are you from? And don't say the United States. So one of the big things that we've had with our viewer blogs and our viewer email is, hey, how legitimate is this? Some people say, hey, is this a scam? This sounds wonderful. So why don't you go ahead and address that one?
I mean, there are scams out there. We're not one of them. And I would encourage anyone who's concerned, go and read our reviews on the App Store. Like I said, we've got 11,000 reviews and over 10,000 five-star reviews. In most places where we're live, there aren't official regulations or licenses. So lottery, and I get it, lotteries can't endorse services like ours until those regulations are in place. Our position is, and we've done this for millions of tickets now, is we fulfill every single order at an officially licensed retailer. So when you hit send order in our app, be assured that a ticket is being purchased at an officially licensed retailer. We've never had an issue with a ticket being purchased or a prize, someone who's won a prize and not been able to claim. We got 100% success record when it comes to that.
If somebody won and you didn't have the ticket, everybody knew like that.
They would. That would be a problem for everyone all around, for sure.
Oh yeah. So here's the other big question. And in fact, this is even the bigger question.
Yep.
Do you guys get any of the winnings?
Wish we did. No. And that's an important principle for us. So we don't never take any winnings. We charge a convenience fee to the user, like every other convenience app in the world that you can think of for getting tickets or food or groceries or anything like that. And it varies depending on where you are when you signed up. We're an early stage, you know, startup company. We're still figuring out what the optimal convenience fee should be. It's between 10 and 20%, depending on where you are and which state you're in and when you signed up. And we get very little negative feedback on that. So, you know, the fee to us, if you're buying five, you know, Powerball tickets for Saturday, that would be $10. You're going to pay $12 in our app if it's 20%. But on the winnings, they're all yours. We never take a single
okay, step. Perfect. That's easy. That's real easy. Okay. So, how hard is it to cancel a ticket? So for example, hey, I only wanted five, but I pushed the number seven. How hard is it to cancel two tickets out of five?
It's not. So yeah, and that's a good, and the reason for that is that's not us. We follow the lottery rules. So the games that you have access to in our app is the same as the lottery. So like a Mega Millions, you can't cancel or refund a Mega Millions ticket once it's purchased. It's an all sales or final. So that is one thing to be aware of when you're using our app, is be clear about what you're ordering, because we don't have any ability to cancel orders or change orders once they're placed.
Mm-hmm. So neither does any other retailer, is that correct?
Correct. It's just the same as if you went into the store and said, you know, and purchased an incorrect amount of tickets or the wrong numbers. It's exactly the same.
Okay, speaking of the different games, so it's Mega Millions, Powerball, Super Lotto. Is there any other games that people can play?
We're just about to launch Fantasy Five in California. So that's the daily game that the California Lottery offers. It gets drawn, I think, at 5 p.m. every day. And we're going to be at, we're continuing to add states and games as we expand our footprint. But pretty much everywhere we're live, we have Mega Millions and Powerball. In California, it's our home state. It's where we've been live the longest. We have additional in-state games too. But we're going to be adding to that all the time as we grow.
Okay, so how does somebody go about gifting a ticket?
Great question. So when you're, there's one main way of doing it. So let's say you're in the app and saying, I want to gift my friend Steve, you know, two Mega Millions tickets for tomorrow night. You have an option in the app to say, literally say gift. So it takes you through the order flow. When you press send order, it takes you back to the screen, and then it basically shows your contacts in your phone. So I would select Steve, your number, and I hit send, and you'll receive a text message, and it has a link in there with a little graphic image. And you hit that link and it pops up. If you've already got the app, it'll pop up in the app and show two tickets. If you're not, or if you don't already have the app, it'll take to the app store. Same thing. You install, you register, and two tickets will appear in the app. It's pretty slick. And we get people who, particularly around festive seasons, holidays, those kind of things, people tend to like and use that quite a bit.
I was going to think this would be great for one of my brothers who's always late on giving gifts for birthdays and stuff.
Perfect thing. It takes about 15 seconds to buy and gift a ticket in our app. So yeah, any last minute gifts you need, this is the place to go.
I could just see him going, oh crap, pulling to the side of the road. All right, I'm good. I'll show up and I'll be the hero. So how does, you know what, I understand that you can only receive $600. So, you know what, how does somebody like go in, collect their money if they won, you know, $2, $4, $6, however, do they have to set up the wallet? How does that work?
So with the small winnings, when you set up and register, there's automatically a wallet there. You don't have to load money as soon as you register to order. But once you do, and you said we have a couple of payment methods in there, so you can use PayPal, Express Checkout. There's an online banking solution with your online banking credentials. We're adding more payment methods all the time. Given that this is lottery and payments, it's sometimes a slow pro. We have to go through compliance like any other business.
Oh yeah.
And adding legitimate payment methods onto our app, we have to do that properly. And that's what we've been doing. So we got approved by PayPal in May of last year. We're on the process of bringing on card payments that we've just recently been approved for. So you load your wallet through those means. For small winnings, we're validating the ticket on your behalf, the retailer, and we're just crediting your wallet straight away. It's really, really easy. So you'll see, you know, if you win $20 on Mega Millions tomorrow night, your wallet, as soon as you check your numbers, you go in there, there's a little animation, you immediately get $20 credited to your wallet. So it's a pretty straightforward process.
Okay, so let's take a step back. So people can load the wallet with a debit card. Can they load it with a credit card?
They can't load. So we haven't got card payments yet. And debit versus credit. And there are some kind of hard and soft sensibilities around credit, and totally understand that. And some lotteries expressly prohibit it. Some lotteries it's kind of unspoken. They don't want people playing lottery on, you know, using.
I totally get that. That's how people get in trouble.
It's going to depend on the state that we're in as to which are the options that we offer. But we have been approved for card payments, and we're in the process of implementing that right now. But there's a ton of new payment methods, Steve, just real quick out there. I mean, think about, you know, Venmo that's part of PayPal. We hope to have those on the platform soon. You know, we're just trying to work that with our various payment partners.
Okay, so tell me about Feeding America donations.
Yes. So one of the things that, you know, myself and Kevin, who's our CEO, we're very passionate about is the role that we play as part of lottery and beyond for good causes. Obviously, lotteries in every state benefit some worthy cause in some fashion. So in California, that's public education. In Pennsylvania, that's seniors programs. It varies depending on the state. And that's a great thing. Every lottery ticket you order through our app, you know, the appropriate proportion of that ticket sale goes towards the lottery's beneficiary. We feel with what we do, we can do more than that. And there's a ton of work that we're just scratching the surface of to raise awareness and dollars for additional beneficiaries outside of, let's say, the public education fund in California. So when we were launching, obviously it was early stages of the pandemic, we donated 50% of our revenues to Feeding America during the first couple of months of operation. We've still enabled our users. I'm still blown away. We see our users all the time. You can donate to Feeding America directly in the app. So if you want $10 and you want to donate to Feeding America, that's great. We see a ton of opportunity around partnerships with charities, organizations, foundations, that kind of thing, just to raise awareness and raise incremental dollars.
That's wonderful. Hey, how do people go? Where do they go to get the app? Can they just go to the Apple Store? And
yeah, if you're on iPhone, you can go directly to the Apple Store and just search for Mido Lotto, M-I-D-O Lotto. On Android, we're not on the Play Store yet. No gaming app is Real Money Gaming. So you can go to MidoLotto.com and you can directly download it from the website.
Hey, Richard, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I think this is really, really cool. And all my lottery friends, they're going to be all over it. I know they already are now.
Great, Steve. No, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Have a wonderful day and be safe. Bye-bye.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, I want to welcome you back. Hey, again, I truly thank you for tuning in and appreciate you letting your friends and family members know about the Saving with Steve show. We're right up on the 500,000 listeners per show. This is outstanding. Just know the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information, insight at Saving with Steve, and I encourage you to subscribe to the YouTube channel and check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, and Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, live a life of personal and financial freedom. Hey, if you're just looking for a few extra financial tips or some help from our guests, you can always go to the Saving with Steve Facebook page. And you know what? Go back to that savingwithsteve.us. You can get guest gifts, get their download of their new books, the whole shot. So with that, let's get started here with Louis Piero. Now, Louis is a partner with Piero, Connors & Strauss. One thing to know about Louis is, you know what, he deals with wills and trust, business succession planning, elder law. He's considered one of the best lawyers in America. He's considered one of the super lawyers in New York. So we're really happy to have him. I mean, he's been around. Sorry, I don't want to make you so old, Louis, but you know, he's been doing this for 35 years. And the nice thing about that is there's stories, there's learning. There's, you know what, he's turned this into an art form for people because he has so much experience. Louis, welcome to the show. I'm grateful that you're here to help share things with our guests.
Steve, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's an honor, and I look forward to our discussion.
Yeah, you know what, I'll say this. This is the first time I'm saying this, but I have a brother that for the last 3.5 years, he battled cancer, and I'm dedicating this segment to that because I think everybody needs to know. Now, I'm a financial consultant. Most of the things I do deal with advanced tax planning, but I know how important a will and trust is. And you know what? My brother was 52. He has 2 kids in high school and a wife that he left behind. And I know if the planning wasn't done right, he could have left his whole family with a mess. I mean, you know what? Before he had cancer, There was no will or trust. House was just in his name. And you know what? You as an attorney would know how detrimental that would be to his spouse, to the kids, the whole shot. So, right. You know what? It took us a little bit, but we had a plan in place. So when he walked down on life, there would not have been, there wasn't any issues. So with the pandemic, you know, we're over 500,000 people who've passed away. Typically see about 3 million people, almost 3 million people pass away in the United States each and every year. And there's so many people who are unprepared. And you have big names. You know what? You have a Supreme Court Justice Warren Burger. You know, you hear about all the different actors and actresses, prominent people who you think would know better, but they don't.
Yeah, and most one of the questions, Larry King, who hand wrote something that they're trying to make a will out in court now, but didn't do it right, didn't do it well, didn't think it through. And you're right. It happens to celebrities, but it happens to common people every day.
Well, that's the thing. That's the perfect point to make. Whether you're a celebrity or not, you're just like everybody else. You have the same issues. You know what? John Wayne, he had a trust. He passed away in 1979 and the probate didn't end until 2001. I mean, that family was almost broke because of that.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I think it's unbelievably important. So what I'd like you to do is just help our listeners and our viewers understand what is a trust, what it does for people. What does it mean? Well, in fact, let's take a step back. Let's talk about probate and how expensive it is.
So first of all, my condolences on your brother's passing. He had cancer 3.5 years, so he had a battle, but nonetheless, it's always hard to deal with those issues. And I deal with it every day in our practice. We have people that die at 102 and people that die at 12. And as I tell my clients, they say, well, if I die, I said, no, hold on there, because it's not an if, it's when. And none of us can predict that. And a lot of people say, well, when should I do a will? I said, well, tell me the day you're going to die. And I'll have you come in the day before and we'll be very efficient. We'll get it done. But nobody knows that. You cannot predict when things are going to be done. So you can plan for it. You can put things in place. And a will is a basic document and it's based. But it's something that all wills, and a lot of people get this wrong, by definition, every will must go through the probate process. You mentioned that word. What probate is a court proceeding where usually an attorney is going to submit a will along with a petition, a fee, and a number of other documents, affidavits, waivers. And then a judge is going to take his sweet time or her sweet time, review all those papers, determine that the will is valid or not. And you have to serve a bunch of people with process. So people have an opportunity to show up in that court called the probate or surrogates court and file objection and raise questions and delay and protract the proceedings further. If you have a minor child or children or a disabled child, the courts are typically going to appoint someone to oversee the estate on behalf of that individual. More money being paid out to another attorney by your estate, and again, prolonging the proceedings. So probate pre-pandemic was a difficult situation, but the pandemic has changed life for everyone, and the courts were shut down for several months and are just really getting their things back on track. And here in New York, and we have offices in Manhattan and Long Island and upstate, and the court in Manhattan has basically said, we're on September filing. We're just getting to review those now.
Wow. So
everything is frozen in that probate proceeding until it clears the judge's desk. They issue an order and give a piece of paper called letters testamentary to the person you chose, hopefully, as your executor. So that's the probate process. Time, money, angst, a lot of conflict, potential for challenges. It's a public process. You can go buy a book. You mentioned John Wayne, Jackie Onassis, Kennedy. You can buy a book that lists all of their wills, what they had in their estate, because that whole probate process is also very public.
Okay.
So there are a lot of reasons to avoid probate.
Two things that really stuck out to me from what you said. You said if you have underage children, the court will select a custodian to watch over
there. But a guardian ad litem.
Okay, so a guardian. So what you're saying to me, if you don't have a trust, mm-hmm. Your kids could have somebody, some guardian, making decisions on their behalf, and they're appointed by the court in the state you're in.
A little bit different. The guardian ad litem oversees that child's interest only as far as the probate proceeding is concerned.
Okay.
If you have minor children, one of the main functions of your will is to, number one, appoint a guardian for those minor children, and number two, create a trust so mm-hmm. that the trustee can manage the funds for them and use them for their benefit. And that can be done all through a will. But again, that will is going through probate, so the kids may not see money for 6 to 12 months mm-hmm. based on the probate delays that we're now experiencing.
And then the other thing that you pointed out is that a number of people are going to be provided these documents as part of this probate process. So, and I'm being really funny here, but when I was younger, an attorney friend of ours brought me into, I called it probate court. You have a different term for it. But he goes, I want to show you all this person who passed away's hillbilly relatives. They seem to come out of the woodwork because they think there's money.
That's what happened.
Oh, geez.
Not to mention, if you can't find the heirs, and we've had that happen where heirs have passed and predeceased, and you do a genealogical search. We've chased relatives to all four corners of the earth to try to get the proper papers served on them just to get the will admitted to probate. And that took years, literally, in one estate.
So in other words, things can be delayed if they're I know this is a total mess. And you know what? I'm actually a cancer survivor. And I know this from meeting people, was it 15, 16 years ago when I went through it? There was a couple that was there with that was going through chemo. And quite frankly, they had got a trust. They asked me to take a look at it. And I noticed it hadn't been notarized, and they hadn't put a house in it or anything like that. They just thought they got it. They spent a lot of money.
They got it from LegalZoom.
No, actually, they paid for an attorney to do it, but one of the attorney's instructions was for them to take it to a notary and have it notarized. Okay. And so we immediately called that attorney, and he went, oh my, and he had somebody there 2 days later to have it notarized. But wow. So you know what? What I'd like to do is take a quick break right now. We're going to talk more with Louis Pirro about the wills and trusts and why you want to have them, what it makes a difference to your life. So stick with us. We're going to be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This is Steve Sexton with the Saving with Steve Show. We have Louis Pirro. I'm just so excited about this because he's going to shed light on a very important topic. We just talked about the probate process, what it means, how it creates a big mess for people. But what I'd like to do is talk about what a trust is, what a will is, what kind of documents people would really need in order to be in a position where they don't put their life in a mess if they have a major health issue, pass away, especially for the ones they love?
So the core documents, estate planning is bigger than a will, bigger than what happens at death. It's also what happens during your lifetime. So you want to have a power of attorney, appointing a financial agent. So if you can't pay your bills, manage your assets, you have somebody lined up to do that for you. Some states, they're very simple. In New York, it's a 16-page document, which is more complex.
Oh, wow. But
you do want to have a good estate planning attorney work with you. This is an investment. It's not a cost. You want to make sure that what you're doing is done right, and what you lay out for your family is all going to stick and is going to be beneficial to them long term. So a power of attorney, a healthcare directive, whether it's a healthcare power of attorney in California or healthcare proxy in New York, you want to have a healthcare directive. If you can't make your own healthcare decisions, you put in writing what your intentions are and appoint someone to make sure your intentions are carried out. In New York, we have a statutory document called an appointment of agent for disposition of remains. So I tell the stories about Ted Williams and people. Ted Williams is cryogenically frozen in two vats of liquid nitrogen in a laboratory in Arizona. Not where he necessarily wanted to be, but his son proved that he did. And it was a long litigation down in the state of Florida, and the son won. And so he's frozen. For posterity, Walt Disney, same kind of thing, but he wanted to be frozen. If you want cremation, burial, and more people want cremation, that's something we're seeing as a trend. You want a celebration of life or a traditional wake and funeral. Where do you want it? Where do you want your ashes scattered, or where you want your body buried? You can put all of that in a legal document and have it done, signed with an agent to carry out your wishes. So that's kind of the final wishes. But in terms of your assets, when you pass, you want to have it done in such a way that it's efficient. Everything is laid out clearly. And I'm going to talk about a trust. This is a revocable living trust, so you can be your own trustee. The document that I have, I'm my own trustee. But if something happens to me, I've appointed successor trustees, my wife, my children. They can take over without having to go to court, without having a guardian appointed for me, or going through that probate court. And upon my passing, in my case, that trust is seamless. Those assets simply transfer right over to my spouse and ultimately my children. And I create trust for them right in my same document. And I can create trust for my kids. And this is important for parents that are asset protected. So if I leave an inheritance to my sons and daughter and they get married and they get divorced, those assets are protected if that trust is properly structured. If they get sued, they go bankrupt. If they ever need Medicaid for healthcare, the assets in that trust can be protected. So you can create a trust now. Be your own trustee until you can't, appoint your successors, and upon your death, that trust seamlessly goes on and the assets are available literally the next day to your successor trustees and your successor beneficiaries, and you can leave that legacy to your kids in a further trust. And that's a document that we do very, very frequently for clients. And once they think it all through, staying out of court, protecting their children has a great deal of value for them.
You know what? One of the questions, and I heard this, you know, you're in New York, I'm in California, but you know what? A few years back when, you know, courts were in session, it was taking somewhere between almost 2 years in California to get through the probate process.
Yeah.
And the cost was almost, you know, legal fees and so on, almost about 20% of the estate. And when you look at that compared to a $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 trust, that's, you know, the way I look at, you know, sometimes 20 times a return. Yeah. If you look at it from an investment standpoint, but geez, you can save a ton of money. I agree with you. People should not look on this as a cost. Now, with wills and trusts, what are the things that people do that get themselves in trouble, more so because they don't know what they don't know?
Probably the most common is they forget that they have assets that may have other ownership and beneficiaries on them. So those things pass outside the will. And we see things all the time where people come in with trusts and they haven't funded them. They haven't transferred their home or their bank accounts or their brokerage accounts into the trust. So the trusts are unfunded. So they're in probate anyway. And then today, so many people have retirement accounts. And we have a new act that passed last year called the Secure Act that changed the taxation and inheritance of retirement accounts. So if you have a large IRA or 401k, you really need to look at the Secure Act and how it impacts your plan. But now we have to plan for beneficiaries and tie the retirement accounts into the beneficiaries. If you're using trusts, they have to come back into the trust in order for that trust to be protective. So the most common mistake that we see is people may have a document, but they don't have a plan. They haven't looked at all of the assets and the beneficiaries and the ownership and thought it all through properly to make sure that the proper assets get to the proper beneficiaries. If you want to leave money to charity, the way to do that is to leave them portions of your retirement account, because those are fully income taxable unless they're a Roth. Mm-hmm. But a traditional IRA or 401k, if you have charitable intent, you want to leave something to the church or to a hospital or to your university, the absolute best way to do that is to leave them retirement plan assets because they're tax exempt. So, Steve, when we look at the plan, you have to look at it holistically. You have to look at every asset, every beneficiary, how you want things to pass, and then look at how it's going to be done most expeditiously with the least expense and cost and with the least taxation.
Okay, so I have two other things I want to get to. I don't want to miss out on them. One, pets are really big. People want to take care of their pets. How do they go about doing that within a will and trust? And two, many people are very, very concerned about the potential tax changes of the current administration, where they can see this step up in basis. I work with a lot of farmers that are very concerned about that because they've had farms and for generations and generations, and that step up basis would cause many of them to sell their farm. As well as the lower estate tax limit, the whole shot. So I'd love for you to speak to those three items.
Sure. The pet situation, in New York, we have a statutory pet trust. If you don't have a statute in your state, you can still craft a pet trust. We have a COVID dog. A lot of people got their pets during the pandemic. We have Hudson, beautiful little puppy. And so you want to make sure that your pets are taken care of. You can leave a trust. Mm-hmm. Put aside some money, name somebody to manage it. You want to make sure that the person that you're naming is willing to take on your pet, but you set aside some money and they use that trust fund to support the dog. We were talking earlier about Leona Helmsley, who left $12 million in trust for her pet, for her dog. The judge cut that down to $2 million. Poor dog had to live on $2 million. But you want to leave enough money to make sure that the dog is fed and taken care of and the right person to be in charge of your pet. Mm-hmm. So a pet trust can be part of that revocable trust that I talked about. It's a little segment. So upon your passing, you set aside some money and someone to make sure your pets are provided for. In terms of the Biden tax proposals, there are many. You mentioned step up in basis. For those that don't know, capital gains taxes on the difference between what you paid for a capital asset, like a stock or real estate or a business, and what it's worth now, you pay a capital gains tax on that. They're proposing to raise the rate on capital gains from what is now 15 or 20%, depending upon your tax bracket, up to ordinary income tax rates, which today are 37%, but they're proposing to increase those as well to 39.6. When people die today with assets that have that capital appreciation, the recipient of that, because it goes through their estate, gets a new basis equal to the fair market value on the date of death. So when you sell it, zero capital gain. 2010, we had something called carryover basis. And if you remember, George Steinbrenner died in 2010. So we had no estate tax in 2010. It was repealed. So his family paid no estate tax, but they inherited all the assets with the same cost basis that he had. Ooh. And Biden is proposing to pay for the programs, $3 trillion infrastructure bill that just got announced last week, that capital gains step up in basis be eliminated. And also on the estate tax side, we have a very generous exemption right now of $11.7 million. So get your checkbook out. You can write a check today for $11.7 million and give it away to your kids. It's tax-free. Tax-free gift, tax-free estate. but that's proposed to go down from 11.7 to 3.5. Ooh. So that's going to pull a lot more people into what is right now a 40% estate tax at $3.5 million. And whether it gets to 3.5 or not, that doesn't really matter, because it's going to go back to 5 million from 11.7 automatically in 2025, because the Trump individual tax cuts sunset at that point. So 11.7 is a big window, and we have a lot of wealthy clients now pushing the assets out that window, getting them into trust, gifting them, locking in the $11.7 million exemption. And the IRS has said they're not going to claw back at that. So whatever the exemption goes down to, you've preserved your ability to shelter. And for a married couple, that's $23.4 million that you can gift today and have fully exempt for estate and gift tax purposes.
So that's something it's nice to know that people can do that out there, because there's, you know what, I work with a lot of farmers and they're just vastly afraid of that. And it's nice to know they can lock that in. So
the step up in basis hits everyone. It hits middle class families. It hits wealthy people. The wealthy people can afford to pay the capital gains tax. Unfortunately, the middle class people probably cannot. So people with businesses, family owned farms, et cetera, they're going to have the much tougher burden. So it's going to be a tough bill to get through to eliminate the step up in basis and go to what they call carryover. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. It's all political at this point. If they get rid of the filibuster, then all of these things are possible.
Well, I hope not.
Because exactly. We'll find out.
There's a lot of farmers. They've got a $10 million farm that they inherited, but they only make about $150,000 a year. Right. So if they're saying, hey, now you've got to sell this farm just to pay the taxes on that, that's going to be quite tough. So
it's a bitter pill to swallow.
Yes, it is. Lewis, I want to thank you for being here, because you've educated our listeners. And this topic is so very, very important, because there's so many people that don't have an estate plan, that need an estate plan, just because they take care of the ones they love. So I want to thank you. How can people get a hold of you if they need your help?
Sure. Our best place is right through our website. You can go to PIERROLAW.com, PIERROLAW.com, or you can call us. Our phone number is 518-459-2100. 518-459-2100. You can email me through the website. So just go to PIERROLAW.com and you can access everybody in our firm right through there.
Lewis, thanks for joining us today. We very much appreciate it.
Steve, thanks for the opportunity. It's been fun.
Hey, stay safe and healthy.
I got my shot.
Okay, we'll see you. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Everybody, that was Lewis Piero of Piero Law. We're just so thankful that he's here to share that with us. Hey, you know what? We're going to take a break, pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Wasn't that wonderful? We had Lewis Piero of Piero Law. You can go to PieroLaw.com. He just went through what was going on with wills and trusts, okay? If you own something and you love somebody You have a plan. Best way to have a plan is make sure you have an estate plan. So whether you're talking to Lewis in New York City, somebody else in Florida, Illinois, California, it doesn't matter. Make sure you have a plan. Because the last thing you want to do is, you know, walk out on life, get your ticket to heaven, and be in a position where the ones that you love are holding a mess of probate, where they're going to might lose 20% of the estate just to get through that probate. They might be without funds for 6 to 12 months, especially because of this pandemic. And here's the reality, folks. Nobody gets out alive. So make sure you have a plan. Just want to share some stuff with you. My son and daughter both have a will and trust. They're in their early 20s. So it's one of those things, we can take care of them if they need to because they have health issues. When they have a family, they can make amendments to it. I recommend it. It's highly important. Before that, we had Richard Wheeler of Mito Lotto talk about that the app. You want to go get that app if you're a Lotto fan. Now I want to talk to you about the issues that are going on with all the little scams. And it doesn't have to be a tax scam. It could be a regular scam. But what I'd like to do is just go through 7 that are most prevalent that are occurring right now that you can be aware of so you don't get caught in them. So let's just start it. People are calling and claiming they have the ability to suspend, or I'm sorry, scammers are claiming that they will suspend or cancel your Social Security number, okay? It's a scare tactic to get you to answer the phone, return the phone call, give them information. They steal your information. Make no mistake, this is a scam. You should hang up and block the number. Next, there's phishing scams, our common tactic that's used among cyber thieves. And you know what? They're not limited to tax scams. They do it in all sorts of different things. However, one of the common tactics this tax season was to send very legitimate looking emails that appear like they came from the IRS. This may contain subject lines like automated income tax reminder, electronic tax return reminder. You know what? They'll have links to a website, looks like the IRS, offer you a temporary password to access the file and your funds. However, these files are malicious. They contain malware, infecting your computer with malware. They gain control of your computer, track your keystrokes of your computer, and gain access to your passwords for your financial accounts. Okay. You know what? You see this with credit cards, you see this with certain apps. You just want to make sure that if you're dealing with something, it's always the app. If you're going to make that change, it make sure it's the authentic place. Even if you have to look them up on the internet and call the credit card company or call the IRS. Remember something about the IRS. They will never contact you via email. They will never contact you via phone. So don't open up the emails from anyone claiming to be the IRS. They certainly don't click on or download any of the files or the emails, okay? Because all it's going to do is steal your information and control your computer, okay? You know what? People have started receiving phone calls from the Taxpayers Advocacy Service, okay? So what's happening here is they're utilizing a legitimate organization called the Taxpayer Advocacy Service within the IRS, okay? Now, the IRS does not, or the Taxpayer Advocacy Service does not initiate phone calls to taxpayers. So you have to contact them first. These scammers may be demanding payment, or they claim you have to having a refund waiting for you, but either way, they're trying to get your personal information from you. And bottom line, you should never give it to them, okay? Hey, it's tax season right now. You know what? You file an extension, May 17th, all that kind of stuff. But people are getting hit with ghost tax return preparers, okay? These are so-called preparers, typically don't have any sort of credentials for preparing for taxes, okay? They don't have any, again, they don't have any credentials to prepare your taxes. They may require payment in cash. They typically don't give receipts. They also invent income or claim fake deductions to boost your refund, demand payment in forms of percentage of your tax refund. So let's understand what's going on here. So see what happens is they go, you know what? How would you like a larger refund? We'll get you the largest refund possible, but you got to give me a percentage of it. Oh, okay. And you know what? You're thinking to yourself, hey, how does this guy do it? Or this girl do it? And you know what? They boost up your deductions. So you know what? Instead of getting getting $3,000, you're getting $5,000. And you know what? They're going to ask $800 for it. And you go, hey, that's cool. I'm good with that. Hey, I'm getting another $1,200 that I thought. This is wonderful. Okay. But here's the problem. They're not legitimate. The IRS will likely come back to you in about 3 years and say, hey, guess what? We don't think the deductions are legitimate. Could you support those for us? And if you can't, we want you to pay $2,000 back plus a 6.5% penalty plus 5% interest. And you're the one holding the bag 3 years later. Okay. You just got to know that a legitimate tax accountant will have credentials that qualify them to handle your taxes. They'll also never promise you a large refund. We'll offer you several payment options. We'll try to pad your return and we'll always sign the return and include what's called a taxpayer's. They will also include what's called a preparer's tax ID number for legal purposes. The IRS, you know what? You can go in and see through the IRS website if your tax preparer has a preparer's tax ID number. We have people to do taxes for the people, our clients and all that kind of stuff. They all have preparer's tax ID numbers. And that's how the IRS does. If somebody does not sign your tax return, they're not legitimate. Okay. If you're not getting a receipt for what your services are, they're not legitimate. Okay. Now, the next thing is unemployment. This pandemic, we've already heard it. This could be as much as a $200 billion issue. Okay. Millions of Americans lost their jobs permanently or temporarily in 2020 and received unemployment benefits issued by state agencies. However, in some cases, criminals sought to exploit the situation by filing fraudulent unemployment benefits using stolen identities. Now, because unemployment benefits are taxable income, the states issue what's called a 1099. Again, that's a 1099-G, okay? Now, certain government payments to recipients since IRS, okay, and they're required to report it to the IRS, okay? If you look at the 1099-G in box one, it's going to say unemployment compensation. Okay? If you receive a form 1099-G for 2020 and you did not receive the unemployment compensation, okay, you need to file a form, okay? You need to go look at the identity theft and unemployment benefits. They'll have you file a form. You'll need to file a tax return based off what you actually received, not this bad form, and put a notation in there that you did receive those benefits, okay? Very important. No reason why you should have money fall through the cracks just because somebody tried to scam you. Next, natural disaster scams. Hey, you know what? We've had rain, we've had floods, we've had freezes in Texas. You know what? The electricity disaster, the Internal Revenue Service is reminding taxpayers that criminals and scammers are trying to take advantage of the generosity of taxpayers who want to help victims of major disasters. Fraudulent schemes normally start with unsolicited contact by telephone, social media, email, or in person using a variety of tactics. Some impersonate a charity to get money and private information from well-intentioned taxpayers. Some have bogus websites using names similar to legitimate charities to trick people to send money and provide personal information. They even claim to be working for on behalf of the IRS to help victims file casualty loss claims and get tax refunds. Others operate bogus charities and solicit money or financial information by telephone or email. And the last one here, we have phone scams. They're sophisticated phone scams targeted taxpayers, including recent immigrants. They use video relay services and try to scam deaf and hard of hearing individuals, people who have limited English proficiency victims. And you know what? These are making the rounds all over the place. Callers are claiming to be the IRS employee. They use fake names and bogus IRS identity badge numbers. They may know a lot about their target, and they usually alter the caller ID to make it sound like it's the IRS or look like it's the IRS. Now, one of the things that I want to make sure that's very clear here is this. They're not. Bottom line, anybody calls you saying they're from the IRS, they're not. It's a lie. It's fake. If they send you an email that says it's from the IRS, if you just put your cursor over the email, you'll see it's not the IRS, okay? Because the IRS doesn't send emails, okay? You have to contact them directly. IRS has been going to people's homes to look at collecting IRS IRS debt. But if that were to occur, you can ask them for their two forms of identification. They'll give you a phone number that you can call the IRS, or you can call the IRS directly. And that way you can validate who they are. But they're only going to the homes and with people who are really way, way, way behind and just haven't paid. So I want to make sure nobody has their money fall through the cracks when it comes to scammers. And this, you know what? This episode with Richard Wheeler and Louis Piero was all about honoring my brother Ed, who passed away recently from melanoma cancer. I want to thank everybody for their well wishes and wishes of condolences. But it's really make sure you get that estate plan. Okay. You never know when you walk out on life. You never know when life ends. It just happens. We all know somebody who went too soon, and it could be you. You just don't want to leave the one that you love with a mess. Lastly, that lottery, a lot of people love it. You know what? Richard Wheeler and Mito Lotto has made it a lot easier. So look, stick with us. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. Stay safe and healthy. This is Steve Sexton with the Saving with Steve Show, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton.